All right, my friends, we're going to do the horror line exercise together. We're going to connect all three points on the line and straighten out this fifth dimensional space that is a straight line of heaven and earth energy. Most people's horror lines are never straight. Maybe like a Tibetan monk or Jesus or somebody had like a straight line. I don't know. But I do know that most human beings hardly ever hold that line completely straight. So get used to the fact that when you check in with it, it will be doing all kinds of different things. And it responds to your intention. So when you decide to straighten it up and connect it together, that really helps. That really makes a difference. So take a super wide squat stance. Soften your pelvis. Imagine drawing energy up into your core. You want to place your fingertips below the navel. And you want to focus on the warmth and the center of gravity inside of you that holds the atoms and molecules of your body together. There's a note that lives here, and we call this the true note. And this is the note, a singular sound note that holds your body together as frequency. See if you can tap into that sound, the sound of you being alive. Many clairaudient people can hear that true note and they can recognize people by their tone. What is your tone? When someone is healthy, robust, and planning on hanging out here and being alive for a while, the dantian is very bright and it glows like a red ball in the center of your core. When someone begins the process of leaving their body and crossing over, the dantian will dim and then it will slowly dissolve. Notice the shape, the texture, positioning, overall attitude of your dantian, because sometimes this power center in our core has not been lit up and activated yet. Sometimes our soul has reservations about us being here. So just see what yours feels like today, and we're just going to give it some love and some support. Your dantian is the engine of your body. The dantian is the place in which you make things happen while you're on the physical plane. And the dantian also holds your intention about being alive, how you feel about that. Someone can be doing everything right, all the treatments, all the vitamins, all the positive thinking, but if the dantian has decided that it is going to dissolve, that person is not staying on this realm. And we know that that's not a bad thing, not at all. But what we can do is check in, and as long as we have one that is glowing and bright, we can strengthen it and support it to do everything that we came here to do, our soul purpose. So speaking of soul purpose, keep that connection at your core. And place a hand over your chest as well. So keep one hand below the navel, connecting into the core. Take the other hand up to what we call the soul seat, which is the large expansive area over your deltoids, your sternum, your pecs, the heart, the lungs, that whole entire shoulder, clavicle, collarbone, everything in that upper region. I want you just to feel all of that and connect in near your heart space, but anywhere there taps you into the soul seat. This is where your purpose, your passion, your why, your clarity on why you came here, it all lives here at the soul seat. So we maintain that connection with the earth, with our engine, but we've got to have our steering wheel working properly too. And the soul seat is the steering wheel of our vehicle. When you have those moments of, this is what I came here for, this is why I'm here, this is what lights me up, that is a soul seat kind of feeling. So as you connect in with your chest and your shoulders, think about that. Think about your soul purpose. Why did you incarnate here? What lights you up? What are you here to do? You can find all those answers at this point of the Hara line. And we maintain that connection, taking that hand above the head in search of the ID point. This is our GPS, our divine connection, guidance, inspiration, and clarity on how we're going to put all this together and accomplish our goals for this lifetime. That all lives, that connection downloads, frequencies coming in from source and from the galaxy, all at the ID point, coming into our body through the head. The ID point can be a place of calm stillness, and it's also a place of frequency where you might actually hear incoming frequencies, hearing those downloads and that communication happen. So allow that part of the line to come in straight and strong down into the soul seat area, all the way down through the body, through the pelvis, allowing heaven and earth energy to meet in us in a straight line, and we are aligned with it. I want you to see if you can tap into one more sound, and it's the song of your soul emanating from your chest, your heart song, your passion, your purpose. I leave this exercise without music because I really want you to stay here and see what you can pick up on. You might be able to connect in with the true note at the Tantian, with your soul song, the purpose work, your heart intones at the soul seat. And then you might even hear or feel some incoming frequencies from the ID point. Visit this exercise often. This is you working in fifth dimension healing spaces. Your energy field on all levels and your chakra system and your organs will strengthen the more you do this exercise. Enjoy.